G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 12. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, spring has definitely sprung now. Weather warming up across southeastern Australia and Group 1 racing in two cities on Saturday.
Yes, a superb lineup at Flemington and backed up by a pretty decent lineup at Rose Hill. The Golden Rose looks to be probably three main hopes, but whereas the Maccabi Diva, well, yeah, it's pretty open, isn't it, with a lot of these horses obviously new in their campaigns, and yeah, it looks to be quite a few chances.
Well, Carl, I've written in the best bets this week about the very poor record of fillies in the Golden Rose, and for that matter of the fairly poor record of Gay Waterhouse, who hasn't won it yet despite having had 15 runners. But despite that, one of the three main hopes in the race on Saturday is the Gay Waterhouse trained filly, only filly in the race, Speak Fondly. But you think that the reign of the colts will continue?
That's right. I haven't got Speak Fondly in my top four, and it's been a bit of a rough week for Gay Waterhouse, losing Vancouver and the English as well. So she'll be hoping her fortunes change with Speak Fondly, but I just can't see it happening. I think that the males are much better, and you know, history suggests that, as you said.
Okay, well, we'll get to the Golden Rose in due course. First, we'll take you through the black type racing at Flemington on Saturday, and a big meeting it is. Nine races, seven black type races, and big fields throughout. We start with race one, the Captain Teebs Stakes, a listed event over 1,100 metres for three-year-old fillies, Joel.
Yeah, two petite for Lou, hard to tip against. Obviously, first go down the straight, but she looks pretty bomb-proof. She's going to be very hard to beat. The filly I'll be watching and maybe having a bit of a bet on is Payroll, number 10. Not sure she can win at 1,100 fresh, but she's a nice filly going forward. Six, Serenade for third, and three, Strike'em for fourth.
Yeah, great race. Petite for Lou on top, similar to Joel. I think it's hard to fault what she's done to that. Three wins from as many starts, and impressive in all victories, but probably not a betting proposition first go down the straight at such a short quote. For second, number 10, Payroll. For third, number 11, Natterwatt, who is out of the Mare Marasim, who cost me a massive quaddy one day, and I'll never forgive her for that, but this horse repaid that debt in some ways on debut with a really good win over Caracan, and I think this filly has a little bit of a future. And fourth, number 14, Super Cash, who was a really good winner on debut over Badawaya. And then last time ran third behind Sebring Sally. Might be a bit of a value runner at 30 to 1. But I've got them 2, 10, 11, and 14.
All right, race two is not a black type race. It's one of those crafty cruiser races. Yeah, they should just call them crafty cruiser cups, shouldn't they? Race three at Flemington on Saturday, Pin and Win Stakes, 1,400 metres for three-year-olds at listed level. And boy, oh boy, Joel, which way do you go here?
8 Lizard Island for me. Missed the start, probably lost all chance first up, but ran well. And then a really good run at Sandown. Caught a bit wide, muddling run race, but really attacked the line hard. Blake Shin on, I like him each way to beat. 1 Odyssey Moon, decent run at the Valley. Fresh up, he'll be fitter for that. 1,400 probably suits a bit better. 15 Sovereign Nation looked good on debut, and a good form line coming through that race. And number 2, Prince of Brooklyn, to improve second up.
Yeah, great race, plenty of depth. I'm between the 4 and the 9. Got 4 on top, Manhattan Blues to beat 9 more than most. The difference was the barrier in the end. More than most has got the car park draw. And I really like the way Manhattan Blues closed off the last 200 of the Mitchell McKenzie. So I got 4 to beat 9. 2, Prince of Brooklyn in for 3rd, really looking for the extra trip now. And 4th, number 5, El Greco.
And El Greco is my top selection. I forgot to note that anyone probably, well, in fact, you'd probably predict that I went for Petit Falouz in the first race. 5 is my top selection in race 3, El Greco, to beat 7, 1 and 15. Race 4, Dane Hill Stakes, cracking race for the three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Dress rehearsal, I guess, for the Coolmore Stud Stakes. Well, obviously, there'll be a few more contenders. There'll be a few drop off and there'll be a few chime in for the Coolmore Stud Stakes, but it is a great race for the three-year-olds down the straight 6, Joel.
Yeah, good field. I'm sticking with Boston Light. I was heavily in his corner on debut, and slow start from barrier 1 was no help, and he just never was fully tested. Craig Williams sticks with him. He's been down the straight in a jump out might hold him in good stead. So I'm keen to play up on him to beat two Ready for Victory, very good first up, three Black Vanquish, already a winner down the straight, and six King Like. Didn't mind its recent jump outs, and his form through the first prep wasn't too bad.
Keen on Black Vanquish number three. I was keen on his chances before the barrier draw, and then he's drawn barrier one down the straight, which seems to be a bit of a poison chalice, but hard to fault his efforts last campaign. He's a really nice colt, really well bred. The stable have a nice opinion of him, and I guess after Saturday it'll be determined whether he progresses onto a Blue Sapphire Cornwall path or whether he progresses onto a Caulfield Guineas. I'd probably suggest the Cornwall's the more likely of the two because he's just such an explosive colt. But I've got him on top from two, Ready for Victory, 11 Boston Light, and fourth number seven, Danuki.
And three, Black Vanquish for me to beat two, Ready for Victory, 10 Puritan and 11 Boston Light. Race five is the listed Sofitel, over 1,400 metres for 4 years old and up. And Joel, am I the only bloke in Australia who's not tipping Disposition?
No, I am not tipping him. I'm tipping Yesterday's Songs. Is that who you've gone for?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks probably two horse race. A lot of money coming in for Disposition, and he is going to be hard to beat. Yesterday's Songs should have won first up. He's a pretty talented galloper, and he perhaps might just have that fitness edge. So I'll go 9 from 8, but little between them. 11 Zabrins, his two runs back have been really good, and 14 Pressing hasn't had a great deal go right in his two runs.
At Tuesday morning at Trackwork, Lee Friedman said that Disposition just wins, and unfortunately he's just killed the price for all of us Disposition followers. So they might not be. I was expecting Yesterday's Songs to be favourite and Disposition second pick, but particularly off the strength of that Regal Roller run, but it looked like Disposition's going to be favourite. I've got Disposition on top from Yesterday's Songs. Has had two recent jump outs to Disposition. The most recent of those was at Mornington over 900 metres, and it won in 54 seconds and change, and it was actually the quickest ever 900 metre jump out for the last 6 months. So it looks to be going on well, and the second horse to Beaver then came out and won first up at Bendigo last week. So Disposition, a bit Yesterday's Songs. The third, number five, Richie's Vibe, who again draws a wide barrier, but he'll be finding the line. And for fourth, number 14, Pressing. It was good in the non-paces race last time.
All right, well, I'm disappointed to hear that Disposition just wins, because I've got nine Yesterday's Song to beat, Yesterday's Songs to beat. The Forgotten Horse, number seven, Akavoran. Five, Richie's Vibe, and eight, Disposition. Race six, another absolute cracker. Bobby Lewis quality, 1,200 metres, group two.
Five under the loo for me, perhaps one run too early. I think we'll see him show his best in the Rupert Clark in a couple of weeks, but goes nicely down the straight, and I think he'll be tough to beat, as will four, Rich Enough, both horses coming out of the same race. Don't think there's much between them. 13, Kaepernick, I think can run well fresh. And 10, Worthy Cause, the Queenslander. He's not a bad horse, got a good turn of foot, and he can run well at odds. 5, 4, 13, 10.
Tricky race. I've gone with Rich Enough on top, though. Nothing wrong with the first up run. He was just beaten by a very classy mare, and he'll be fitted for that run. Barrier 3 should jump and run and be hard to beat. So I got Rich Enough on top from 7, Gregors, who, back down the straight, should be a little bit more suited, not drawn the car park this time. Third number 5 under the Louvre, echo your sentiments there, Joel, will be better for the race in the fortnight's time. And for fourth number 11, Churchill Dancer, who got all the favours last time at Mooney Valley, but still won by over 4 lengths. It was quite an emphatic win, and certainly is worth considering in this race.
Yeah, well, I'd like Rich Enough to win, but I've just found the first up win last time in of number 1 Lucky Hustler a bit persuasive, so I've gone for 1 Lucky Hustler to beat 4 Rich Enough, 13 Kaepernick, and 5 Under the Louvre. Main race of the day, race 7, Maccabi Diva Stakes, group 1, 400,000, 1600 metres, standard weight for age, Joel.
Yeah, tough race, debated for a while, ended up going me old mate Happy Trails each way. He may be still one run away, but he's got a really good Flemington record. He's drawn well. His second up run was good. Just forget the duck egg. He should have finished closer, and it was a good run. And I just thought he was probably the safe way each way in a race like this to beat 11 Volkstock and Barrel. Nothing wrong with his fresh run. 1 Faulkner and 10 Mongolian Khan will run well. I'll slip him in for 4.
Yeah, good race. I've gone Alpine Eagle on an each way basis around about that 750 mark. He's an honest four-year-old who ran really well in the Penny edition. He just was, he was a good thing beaten, and he'll be fitter for that run. The step up to the mile is suitable. He was an excellent second behind Wongina in the Australian Guineas. I don't know if he'll win on the weekend, but I certainly feel that the Turnbull Stakes will even suit him further, the 2,000 metres. But I think he's going to be more than competitive on the weekend. It's probably the safest way to go in the tricky race. From three, Boban, as long as it remains dry, he'll be hard to beat. For third, number 11, Boxed Off in Barrel. And for fourth, number 12, Magic Cool, who blew the start last time but got home well and might be the one at odds to inject value into the novelties.
Almost identical for me, 14, 3 and 11, but I have chucked in number 1, Faulkner, for 4th. Race 8 at Flemington on Saturday is the Letzalope Stakes over 1,400 metres. For mares at Group 2 level, no mare over the age of 5 has ever won this race.
All right, well, Noble Protect, she's 5, is she?
She's 6. She's a 6-year-old mare.
Only 5.5.
Not that much of time. Yes, look, she's going to be hard to beat. A fair bit of spruik on her. And look, yeah, if she's going to be playing a part in the big races through the spring, you'd have to think she's going to be pretty hard to beat. I'll have her on top, but I'll have a little something each way on a number 12, Precious Gem. Throw him for second. She was reasonably competitive with Noble Protector a couple of times last prep and gets good weight turnaround. I think 5 kilos, maybe 3 kilos on another run. So just on that alone, and her first up run was good, she can be competitive. 3, Hazard, wide draw again, but she'll run well, and 9, Platinum Rocker, next best.
No idea, tricky race. I was keen on Hazard, but again, draws a wide barrier. Race of many chances. I've settled on number 17, Sadage, the first emergency. Unlucky at Mooney Valley. I don't think it would have beaten Churchill Dancer, like some people claim, but her New Zealand form is very good. Placed at Group 1 level. And she'll be finishing off strongly out wide. So got her on top from 3, Hazard, for 3rd, number 6, Noble Protector, and for 4th, number 8, Madam Gangster, but a very, very open race.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I think I'm happy enough with Noble Protector. I think Robert Smurden, has got a similar attitude to Noble Protector in this race to Freedy's about disposition. So Noble Protector for me, number 6 to beat 2 Maze Dream, 15 Vezelay and 8 Madam Gangster. The last is a 1700 metre handicap. Just very quickly, who do we need to put in the quaddie, Joel?
I've gone 10 Sismo from 5 Set Square, 8 Observational and 6 Bondiga, and I'll probably also include number 12 Thunder Lady.
He or she, number 19 has to go in. Set Square was excellent first up. Extra Zero has to go in as well, and Sismo, they're my 4.
All right, the boys covered my numbers there. Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. Quality prac program highlighted by the Golden Rose, but we start in the group race stakes with race 2, Sky Thoroughbred Central Kingston Town Stakes over 2,000 metres at Group 3 level, Joel.
4, Havana Cooler for me, just putting a pen through that Wyong Cup run last week. Just got back and really took no part in the race, never improved, and just maybe the tight turning track didn't suit. Just go on his first up run, which was really good. 1, Silver Ball for second, next best 3, Kingdoms, and 5, Morris.
Havana Cooler for me, stumbling across YouTube of an interview with Luca Kamani saying that Havana Cooler needs fast ground. Well, unfortunately, I saw that video after I backed Havana Cooler fail abysmally on a soft 5, so hopefully if it's dry, load up on Havana Cooler and it can get the job done. So I got it on top from 1 Silver Ball, 6 King Nasser and 3 Kingdoms.
I've just remembered that I've forgotten to get your best and value bets for Flemington, so I'll kick off. My best was race 8, number 6, Noble Protector. My value bet, the race we didn't do, race 2, number 7, Kareeming. Joel?
Boston Light, I'll make my best. Race 4, Lizard Island, my value. Race 3, and Precious Gem, a bit of a roughie in race 8.
Yeah, we'll cross swords. My best is race 4, number 3, Black Vanquish, and my value is race 2, number 10, Prism.
Okie dokie. First leg of the quaddie and second of the black type races at Rose Hill is race 5, Irresistible Pools, Shirako Stakes for the fillies and mares at Group 3 level, 1,200 metres, well bounding. Pretty impressive first up. Is this race before or after Rich Enough and Co. go around. It's a little bit before, so that'll give us a guide to the Bobby Lewis quality. Joel, are you with Bounding?
I am. It's a good race. I think she opens a tad short, odds on, compared to Katkins. Probably Katkins should be a bit closer in the market there. She's pretty hard to beat fresh up in these races, but I'll go Bounding, one to beat two, next best three, slightly sweet, and then four, Peeping.
Yeah, Bounding to beat Katkins, Peeping and Milhari for fourth, but Bounding for me has the form lines through Sidestep Chautauqua, you know, all the right form, and that first up win was incredible.
Race six is the big one. De Bordley Wines Golden Rose Stakes, 1,400 metres, $1 million set weights for three-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm with one press statement. Lost no admirers first up. I didn't think when beaten by Exosphere, the number two. Press statement, unbeaten as a two-year-old, Group 1 winner. Thought he'd just take maybe a bit more improvement out of that fresh run than Exosphere. So we'll go one. I threw four Regis in for second. He was pretty handy as a two-year-old, and I think he might just be coming right. He needed that first up run. He then got a soft kill at the provincials. He might be able to continue to step up. Two Exosphere and nine Speak Fondly.
Yeah, press statement for me as well. I think he'll be fitter for that first up run. He got flushed out four wide on the just before the turn and just peaked on the run a little bit late, and Exosphere finished off over the top. If he didn't have to come out so wide and commence his run so early, I think maybe press statement might have won the run to the Rose, and I've just reversed the order there. Press statement to beat Exosphere. Shards in for third and Ragis in for fourth.
And race seven is the last of the group races at Rose Hill on Saturday. It is the Theo Marks Stakes, a Group 2 event over 1,300, Joel.
They've gone for seven A-Omen here. He trialled well before the first up run. I thought the first up run was good. First four out, first four home, and he ran on quite nicely late. And maybe he was hanging. I don't know, Glenn Boss wasn't getting too stuck into him. Looked to have his head on the side a little bit. But considering he was given light riding, I thought he got home nicely. He'll settle a lot closer on Saturday from barrier three. And I like him at big odds to beat eight Winks. She'll be storming home, 12 Vashka and six Heart Tester.
Yeah, curious race for mine. I've gone with Turbulent Jet number 15, around about 33-1, and late entry for this race, but has been racing well without winning. Got back and sizzled home in the Ramorny, and then the two runs at Rose Hill placed behind Countryman and Ins and Outs, both times with the tempo of the race not suiting this get back run on type, and just think Turbulent Jet, the odds is worth an each way ticket. From six Heart Test at five Ninth Legion and two Messine. Didn't have room for Winks, but they've opened up quite short, and I'll be curious to see what sort of betting fluctuations there is with that Queensland Oaks winner first up.
Okay, well, so wide open is the Theo Marks that they are the boys' value bets. So for Joel, that was race seven, number seven, A-Omen. And for Carl, race seven, number 15, Turbulent Jet. Carl's best was press statement, race six, number one. And Joel, talk us through your best.
Music Magnate, race four, number four. Really good fresh run. Beaten by Fell Swoop. That looks an irresistible form line. Since had a trial to keep him up to the mark. It's a bit of a decent race, but I think he's the one to beat.
Carl, at Morfordville on Saturday, they're racing on the course proper, and there is one listed race. It is race seven, the Golden Farms Morfordville Guineas, 1,600 metres for three-year-olds at set weights.
That's right, and I've gone with the Leon McDonald and Andrew Lewis trained Beluga Blue, who I thought was unlucky at first up. It wasn't first up, it was actually two runs ago. It was third in a four-horse field behind Calavasi, and in that race they went very slow, and it got home, and I thought the run was good. Then last time, again, out the back in a slowly run race, I thought the ride lacked a little bit of initiative, and it was only beaten two lengths strong through the line. Certainly gives the indication that she'll appreciate the rise and trip, and I think is the better of the two stablemates. So I've got it on top. To beat number two, one for one, Celestial Story also goes in. And the other one worth looking at is number seven, Prince of Pagoda, which will be suited by the rising trip. It certainly was a bit one-paced with Son of Zabil first up, but found the line nicely.
Yeah, I went Prince of Pagoda, seven to beat the Mick Price pair. So a maiden trifecta for me, eight Celtic Tiger, six Nürburgring, and one Calavasi for four.
Alrighty, Carl, your best comes up in the previous race six, number eight, Lord Aspen.
Lord Aspen, and he trialled quite well behind Brave Journey, who's my value bet in the previous race, race 5, number 4, and my best is Lord Aspen, race 6, number 8, and they come through the same trial. Lord Aspen, you know, has won 4 of his 5 starts, and the only miss, he finished 5th in the Sandown Guineas behind Petrology. That's very good form. Since the Sandown Guineas, he has had bone chip surgery on his knee, and he has come back in fine style by look at that trial behind Brave Journey. So got him as my best. The value is Brave Journey based on the fact that she won that trial quite well, and she's a very good performer first up, 4 from 6. And with Emily Finnegan aboard, expect Brave Journey to be hard to catch.
Just one best bet for me, race 1, number 4, Invincible Heart. I think 290, that's value. I think she'll be winning. She's pretty smart and interested to see Devan resume. Big raps.
One time Cox Plate spruik horse.
Of sea change. So.
And you remember that big win at Sandown. I was going through that maiden win at Sandown. Well, Kariga, the second horse, is the only horse from that race to have won a maiden since. So
maybe he runs on Saturday too at Rose Hill.
In the first race. So maybe the format of that maiden race was a little bit flattering.
Indeed. Well, they're racing at Doomben on Saturday in Brisbane. Joel, what have you got for us there?
Sony Legend, back up. We made him best 2 weeks ago and he finished second, just found 1,050, a bit short. Back up to 1,200, good draw. Jimmy Orman riding well, gets a bit of a claim. He'll be very hard to beat if he gets the breaks. Sony Legend. I made my value. Race 5, number 3, Cracko. Ran a really good race first up and he tends to improve sharply second up, so we expect him to run well, and that's James Orman again, so maybe a jockey challenge bet is in the order.
One bet for me, race 4, number 4, Campali, third up here. First up was really good over 1,200, Doomben behind the Stormen, and then raced in restricted room last time over the 1,350. I think back to the 1,200 metres certainly enhances his claims, given the fact that 5 of his 8 victories have been over this distance.
All right, well, they're still going around at Belmont over in the west. Joel, what have you got for us there?
My best is Thunderclap Newman, another horse we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and this horse should have won. He was most unlucky, had his head on the side trying to get a run for the majority of the straight and got out late and ran second. Pat Carberry stays on board. I think he'll get the job done on Saturday. That's race 7, number 10, and my value is Move On Notice, race 5, number 6. Beaten a Pinjara fresh. Crossed from a wide gate, battled on well, barrier 3 on Saturday, and even though he's a maiden, most of these are. I think there is only one horse that has won, so get on, Move On Notice.
All right, well, after last week's excitement up and down the hill 3 times, we're back to some fairly standard fare in New Zealand this Saturday, John.
Yeah, Ruakaka and Awapuni. Awapuni have a Group 3 race, the Metric Mile, a heavy 11 track there. Spoke to Carlo is my Metric Mile tip. My best is Paddy Burke, race 1, number 4, and my value is the stablemate Kermit, race 9, number 5. Ruakaka, track dead 5. The most interest here is on the 3-year-old race 6, where we have some very smart horses, the 2,000 guineas favourite, the Justice League resuming, Del Cielo, possible Caulfield Guineas Hope also resumes. So that's a hot race. And I've tipped number 7, Extravagant, half-brother to He's Remarkable. And Hasselhoof is the other horse that creates plenty of interest. He's unbeaten. He looks to come over here for a race in the spring. And if he can make it 4 from 4, he will be coming over for a race at Caulfield. He's in race 8, so watch him. My best is El Pescado, race 9, number 1. He ran second to Hasselhoof last start. And my value is Stage Diving, race 4, number 10. A first starter. Drawn wide, but has trialled quite nicely.
Okay, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Of course, your big value winning post takes you right through from Friday to Sunday, and there is a feature, there's the Star FM Dubbo Gold Cup on Sunday. Carl, worth $50,000. What can you tell us about that?
Interesting race. I've gone with Sooner or Later, who's jumping from the inside barrier. Greg Ryan, the board, down on the minimum weight, has been knocking on the door and a beaten favourite the last couple of starts, but I think can get the turn the tables on Binalong Road, who won the main lead-up race, which was the Black Nugget at Mudgee. But an interesting race. Slivovitz is also entered for Saturday in Sydney at Rose Hill, so it may not run, but if it does, I'm sure it'll be very competitive. And Tableur is another horse that comes out of a last start city meeting. It ran 8th at about 50 to 1 and wasn't a bad run, so that might be the value runner if you're looking for something at a bit of odds, but a good meeting at Dubbo, a few maiden races with big fields and plenty of depth in them.
All right, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got a new statistical column from Paul Richards on top of all your favourite features, and as I mentioned, form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, I had no luck with my duet last week. I got Phil Swooper, but just Galaxy Pegasus nowhere to be seen. I'm going to go for another duet, though. In race 6 at Flemington on Saturday, the Bobby Lewis quality, I'm going to have a duet. 1 Lucky Hustler and 4 Rich Enough. Joel?
We'll back up each way. Hearn's Oak, race 1, number 9. He finished 3rd last week. Hopefully might go a couple of spots better. That is at Rosehill.
And I'll go $20 all up into Brave Journey and Lord Aspen races 5 and 6 at Morphinville on Saturday.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll speak to you next week on the Preview Podcast.